We're partnering with the Persecution Project Foundation right now to help embattled Christians that are being attacked for their faith in the Sudan. Go to ChristmasAirlift.com right now and give whatever you can to help these dear families in the Sudan. ChristmasAirlift.com.
This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today we're going to talk about prayer and stuff.
That's right, quite literally. We're going to talk about praying about the things that we own or would like to have.
Oh, this is going to be fun, really, with Black Friday yesterday and Cyber Monday coming up and the Christmas season ahead. Well, how many shopping days are there left, James?
I know, right? I mean, it seems like it gets earlier every year. I remember walking into Costco before the end of October, and they already had Christmas stuff out on display, and that's just the thing. There's so much emphasis on stuff at this time of year.
Yeah, so true. So it really makes sense to pray about it, I would suppose. Let God in on that part of our lives?
Yeah, it does. I mean, because God can show us what we really need, and usually that's a whole lot less than we think. And not only that, God can show us how to best give to others at this time of year and can help us get our hearts right around all of this. So we need to pray. We really need to. And if you think about it, praying before you buy anything can also save you a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just a simple prayer like, Lord, do I really need this? Should I buy this? You know, it's a great prayer to pray before you get up to the cash register or even check out online.
Yeah, you're so right, Robbie. And that's also such a good prayer because isn't it true that we often try to stuff things into that place in our soul that only God can fill? And I'm not talking about the big stuff that we feel will make our lives complete. I'm talking about the little things that we turn our hearts to every day. You know, like when we get on Amazon and start just kind of browsing around there, when maybe we should be spending a little more time just talking to God. We need to deal with this because if we don't get it right, then, man, we're in for a world of hurt.
Oh, that's so true, right? I've seen families that seemed pretty close get separated over things, especially when it comes to something like dividing up mom and dad's estate. You know, it's amazing how attached we can get to stuff and let it get in the way of our relationships and take this place in our hearts, and yet one day we'll have to leave it all behind. So maybe that's a good prayer. Lord, show me what I should take back from the stuff I already bought for Black Friday.
Yeah, that is good. And, you know, while we've been talking about these things, I started thinking about Matthew 6:32, where Jesus talks about not running after things. The New Living Translation says, you know, these things dominate the hearts of unbelievers. And I think the King James says, you know, the pagans run after these things. But he goes on, but your heavenly Father already knows all your needs.
Oh, think about the parable about the rich fool in Luke 12:20, right? Where he's planning a bigger barn and he's got to build for everything he owns. And God says to him, you fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for? So, you know, so God really does want to be involved in our thinking about the things we own or what we buy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And it also helps us to be more thankful when we do have something, because going to Him will help us recognize Him as the source of everything good in our lives. It's like in 1 Chronicles 29, you know, after they had given all this stuff for the temple, and David says, Lord, you know, all that we've done is really from you.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about some strategies for this, right? For praying about things, you know, we're thinking about buying.
Well, you already named a great one, you know, asking God, do I need this? And bringing him into the moment. And I think another solid prayer is there something better I should be doing with my money, or better put, with your money? Because after all, we're just stewards and we need to see it that way.
Yeah, but it's not always easy to pray that way.
Yeah, that's true, but it has a way of cutting down on impulse buying, you know. But seriously, it does have a way of helping us see what our priorities are. So in a more general sense, I think it really does help to pray this way even before we have our eye on something. You know, a solid prayer is, Lord, show me how to give this Christmas season. Show me the things that would really be good for others and make a difference in their lives. And, you know, please give me wisdom in this.
Oh, I like that. You know, I think another good way to pray is, if you want me to get something, help me find a good deal. You know, being the car salesman that I am. I can't
tell
you.
Yeah, why not? I mean, this really isn't trivializing things, because God loves to be included in the smallest aspects of our lives. And this is another way of keeping before us what Christmas is all about. We give gifts because of Jesus, God's greatest gift to us. And we give because God has been so generous to us, and we want to celebrate what he's done.
Oh, that is really how it all started, isn't it? So, you know, praying about our purchases help us focus on what really matters. You know, so don't we get caught up on, you know, wishing we had more. But the other thing that comes to mind is that, you know, some of the best gifts I ever got weren't bought. You know, they were handmade or something that somebody thought and put a lot of heart into. Those things work really well, too.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this helps us make it from the heart. And it also makes it more fun, because no one's more generous or creative than God. And that's why we want to bring him in. This isn't about God being a cosmic killjoy and saying, you know, you don't really want to buy that. That's not always going to happen, not at all. But he will help us do better in this. And often that means being more generous either with our time or our money than we were planning on.
Yeah, kind of like Ebenezer Scrooge, not before, but after.
Yeah, that's right. You know, he goes out and buys, what is it, the biggest goose? And what was it that Dickens wrote about him? It was always said of him that he knew how to keep Christmas well if any man alive possessed the knowledge. So why not go to the inventor of Christmas, you know, the real founder of the feast, and ask him for wisdom on how to keep it?
Yeah, to which I will add, God bless us, everyone.
Thank you, Tiny Tim.
Not the one with the ukulele.
No, definitely not that one. Let's wrap things up by praying about all of this, and again, about letting God in.
Please.
Father, help us with this. Help us to be wise, to be after your heart as we give. Show us how you would have us give, and bless us as we bless others, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.
This is the Truth Network.